Sech the Sanhedrin, Daf Tes, four lines from the top of Daf Tes Amid Aleph, and we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Bez Amid Aleph, HaMetzi Shem Rabbi Shleisha, Divra Ameya, V'Chom Oimim Metzi Shem Rabbi Esam V'Shleisha, M'Pnei Sheyesh Beidin Nefashis. As Rashi explained, the Gemara originally had Havmina, that when the Mishnah speaks about Metzi Shem Rabbi, we're not talking about the standard case of Metzi Shem Rabbi, where Reuven gets married to a Naira, and he thinks that she's a Besula, and then he comes to Bezdin, and he states, Lo Metzas L'Bitcha Besulim, and he brings Edim that she was in Satachtov, and therefore she's Chayim Misa as an Irem Rasa, and instead our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven did not have Edim that she was in Mizana Tachtov, and all that he came to Bezdin is to claim that Loi Matzasa L'Bitcha Psulim, and therefore I want to divorce her, and I don't want to pay her Ksuba. And it's in this case that Rameya holds that there's only a requirement for 3 Dionim, as it's only relevant to Dine Mamis, and the Chum states that since there is a case where a man could come to Bezdin and claim Loi Matzasa L'Bitcha Psulim, and he'll bring Edim, and there's a potential for Dine in the fashis, therefore the requirement to have 23 dionim and 5 lines on the bottom of the chesem and alef, the gemara is for chiesh by din nefashis my have that l'chayr, even though there is a case where there's a potential for din nefashis, why would the chum say that there's a requirement for 23 dionim? As we already saw based on this question, the gemara had 5 different ways to understand the machlekes between Ramey and the chacham in the mishnah. We already saw the explanations of ulo, rabba, abaya, rapapa, and ravashi, and the gemara now continues with a 6th explanation as to what the machlekes is between Rabban and Rameya. And as we already mentioned, although according to the way that Ula and Rabba wants to explain our Mishnah, the machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim is relevant to standard Din HaMaitzi Shemra. However, the last 6 explanations have nothing really to do with the Din HaMaitzi Shemra. And our Gemara will continue with the next 3 explanations of the machlekes between the Chachamim and Rameya. And our Gemara continues with the 6th explanation, as Ravina Omer Ravina states, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven came to Bezdin, and instead of bringing 2 Edim, testified that Rachel was Mizana while she was in Arusa, and therefore she's Chayim Misa. He actually brought 3 Edim that testify that Rachel was Mizana Tachtav, and therefore she's Chayim Misa. Then we found that one of those Edim are a curve or they're puzzle to testify. As Rashi states, Echem and Edim, Vahayu Sham Shloisha Abba, that there were 3 or 4 Edim, Sheikhoyla Edis Liskayim Bashar, and Lemaisa, even if 1 or 2 of these Edim are Kravim or Psulim, Lemaisa still have 2 Edim, and therefore, L'chira, there should still be a valid testimony that this woman was Mizana Tachtav. And even so, the Gemara explains, V'kamifkli, and the machlika between Rameya and Chachamim is bepluktad Rabbi Yesi v'Rebbe alibd Rabbi Kiva, is based on the same machlikas that we will see between Rabbi Yesi and Rebbe according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva. And as we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechtas Makos on Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Mishnah is either discussing the Pasuk in Pasha Shoftim in Perek Yizayin that states, Al pishnayim edim eishleisha edim yumas hameis layumas al piyed echad, or as some agurus that is discussing this pasuk in Pasha Shevtim in Perek Yutes that states Al Pishne Edim Al Pishleisha Edim Yakum Davar. The Mishnah is bothered in Meskiyamis Eidus Pishnayim Lama Paradakas Bishleisha. If 2 Edim suffice, then why does the Torah mention anything about 3 Edim? The Mishnah therefore teaches us that will make Shleisha L'Shnayim, and the Mishnah brought 2 Shitais of the Tanakam and Rab Shimon that both learn a kula out of these words. However, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Kiva states Lo Boshlishi El Lachbe Love Lasis Dina Ki. That the reason why the Torah mentions the 3rd aid is not to be makel, but the Torah is trying to teach us a chumrah, and it's teaching us that these 3 edim would have the same din as if they were only 2 edim. As Rashi explains, the Torah is teaching us a chumrah, that even though the 3rd witness is really not relevant to our case, as even if, for example, there were only 2 edim that testified that Reuven killed Shimon, we would still be mechayim. And as Rashi says, Shuri b'shnayim she'idu t'chila nami hoy nidoin afilu hachi osa kosev es dina kietzu be'ilu. And even so, the Torah states that this 3rd aid will have dinim just like he's part of the first 2 edim. The nafkamin is shem huzmu yaharig afashlishi, that if all 3 edim are found to be edim zaimim, then we would kill all 3 edim. Mepnei shenitba la'ivir avera, as l'maisa this 3rd aid was an accessory to this crime, and we consider him a full fledged ed zaimim. Therefore, he would also be chayim. The Mishnah Masechtas Makos continues in Cain on a Shakosav as a Nitba lo iver aveira ka iver aveira. So we see from this in Rabbi Kiva, we give a punishment to a person that's an accomplice for iver aveira, just like he did the aveira itself. Now lachas kam v'kamba she shalom schar as a Nitba lo isi mitzvah ka isi mitzvah. And therefore, certainly, if someone assists someone in doing a mitzvah, even though he didn't do the actual mitzvah, that he will also have great schar. And as Rashi points out, kavuchem she shalom schar the kaimalon. And as we know, the Gemara Masechtas Yuma on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph teaches us, Midat Tovim Ruben Midas Pranis, Hilkach Kavachimahu. Rashi Mesechtas Makris on Daf Hey and Beis, and again on Daf Chavke Mormon Aleph explains that Bemida Pranis, it states in the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael, in the Aseres Adibres, Poiket Ovin Ovis Albonim, Al Shilashim Varubayim Lusainai. Then the next Pasuk states, Vaisil Chesal Alofim, Looyvay Lushomim Mitzvaisai, and therefore we see that Midat Tovim is 500 times more Midat Pranis, and we find a similar Lashon in the Pasuk in Pashas Kisisa, Noitze Chesal Alofim, Noitze Ovin Vafesh Vachatov Vinaki Loyinaki, Poiket Ovin Ovis Albonim, Albide Bonim, Al Shilashim Varubayim. Ayin Rashi, Mesechus Makis, on Daf Chav Gimel, who states, and when the Pasuk states, Oisil Chesal Alofim, Metagmina La Alpindori, that's referring to 2,000 generations, and therefore you have Abaderis, Kineged Alpayim Deris, Hainu Echel Mechomish Meus, Zmiit La Alofim, Ein Apachas Mishnei Alofim, the Kolshkin Im Kipshutai, the Mashma Alofim, Atsev Kaladeris, Ayin Sham. And let's continue to see the Mishnah Mesechus Makis on Daf Hey and Beis. Our Gemara continues to quote the words of Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva states, Umashnai Nimse Echem and Karvei Pasol, Idusim Betela. Just like certainly, if you only have two Edim, and you find that one of them is a Karv, who is Pasol for Edis, then certainly the Edis is Batol, as now you only have one Ed. So Avshleisha Nimse Echem and Karvei Pasol, Idusim Betela. So also, when you have three Edim, if you find that one of them is a Karv or Pasol, then it'll be Mavatol, the entire Kat of Edim, and it'll even Mavatol the other two Edim, the entire set of Edim will be thrown out of court. Umanai Shafil Meya, and how do you know that this din would apply, even if you have 100 Edim, and you only find that one of them is a Kari or Pasol, that the entire group would be considered Pasol? Tamil Lema, therefore the Pasuk states, the Welsh and Edim, since the Pasuk could have stated, Al Pishnayim Oishleisha Edim, Yumas Hameis, or Al Pishnei Oishleisha Edim, Yakum Dava, added in an extra word Edim, therefore we learn out that even if you have 100 Edim, and you find one of them to be Kari or Pasol, then they do some Betela. And up until this point, both Ramei and Chacham HaMishnah agreed to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. However, the basis for the Machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim will be based on the next portion of the Mishnah Mesechus Makos, as the Mishnah Mesechus Makos continues that Am Rabbi Yesi comes to explain the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, and he explains B'med V'Amur B'Din Nefashos, that when did we say this din of Nimsechem and Kari Pasol Edusim Betela? That's only by Din Nefashos Al B'Din Mamis Tiskayim Edus B'Shar, that Ben Degei Din Mamis, even if you'll be Nimsechem and Kari Pasol, the Edus will be Mekuyim, since you still have two Edim. And as Rashi explains, Rachmana Oma Vitzilu Eda, and as the Torah teaches us, Vitzilu Eda, the Madrina Basis Chusol Vatla Edus, Vleyaharig Loihu Vleyheim, therefore we try to extend Kulais, Benegayadin and Fashais, that we wouldn't necessarily extend Benegayadin and Mamis, and therefore, if Nimse Echman Kari Pasol, Edusim Betela, Masha Inkim Bedin and Mamis, and Rabbi Yesi hold, that Rabbi Kiva would hold, that if it would be a case of Din and Mamis, then if you would have three Edim, and it would be Nimse Echman Kari Pasol, that we would still accept the testimony of the two Edim. Though Rashi explains this on Daf Tesam Beis, let us point out that the Gemara will come out that this is the Shita of Rameya. The Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven came to Bezdin, he brought three Edim, that his wife was Mizana Tachtov, and then we were Nimse Echem and Karva Apostle, and therefore it's Edusim Betela, Benegei Din and Fashes. Therefore, this Tintura has nothing to do with Din and Fashes. The Maestas' entire set of Edim was considered Batal and null and void. Therefore, the only relevant Tintura is if Reuven should be Potter from paying a Ksuba or not. Since this Tintura is only relevant to Din and Mamnes, therefore I may hold that in this case, there's only a requirement for 3 days on him. However, as we will see in a moment, the Chacham will hold that in this case, there's still a requirement to have 3 days on him. They hold like the Shita of Rebbe. As our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah Mesechus Makos, the Rebbe Oimed, or Rebbe holds, Echad Din Mamnes ve'Echad Din Nefashos, that this Din of Rabbi Kiva applies not only to Din Nefashos, but also to Din Mamnes. Even B'Negei Din Mamnes, if it's Nimse Echem and Karve Pasol, Edusim Betela. However, the Mishnah continues, and as Rashi learns, the Mishnah is now continuing with the words of Rebbe, and Rebbe will be chaylik on another point with Rabbi Yesi, and he states, ve'emesai, and the only time Rabbi Kiva said his din, b'negei din and fashos, if nimse echem and kari apostle, edusim b'teila, is bizman shehisru ben, only in a scenario where the kravim or psulim, they were actually involved in giving hasra to the person that was mizana with this woman, al bizman shehisru ben, but if they were not involved in the hasra, even though they witnessed this together with the other edim, that would not passel the entire kat of these edim. And as the Gemara continues in Daf Tesam Beis, Ma Yasu Shnei Achim Ve'Echad Shiro Ve'Echad Shargas Nefesh, otherwise we could never kill anyone if there would be a scenario where someone kills someone in front of two brothers and one unrelated party. We would then have to say, Nimse Echem and Kari Apostle Edusim Betela, and therefore it must be that as long as the Kravim of Psulim didn't give the Hasra, then we would not say the Klal of Nimse Echem and Kari Apostle Edusim Betela. Mufi Zed, Machlekes between Ramein Chacham and our Mishnah, Mishnah is in a case where there were three Edim that actually saw Rachel was Mizana. However, the Karev Apostle did not actually give the Asura and he kept quiet. Rameah holds like Rabbi Yisi that even though he kept quiet, but ultimately he was considered an aid, and therefore it's the case of Nimsa Echman Karev Apostle and Edusim Betela. Therefore, these Edim cannot testify regarding the Fashas. They wouldn't be able to be Mechayev Hamisa, and therefore it's not a question of Dinim Fashas any longer, and it's only a question of Dinim Mamis, and that's why it is only requirement for three Dayanim. However, Rabbanan hold like Rabbi, since the Karev Apostle did not give the Asura to Rachel, therefore, even in the case of Dinim Fashas, the Klal of Nimsa Echman and Karev Apostle does not apply. The other two Edim, who are not Kravim Apsulim, could still testify that Rachel was Mizano while she was in Nayim Rasa. Since these Edim can be Mechayev Amisa, therefore, certainly, Yesh by Dinim Fashas, that's why Rabbanan hold that there's still a requirement for 23 Dayanim to paskin this din. Certainly, it's relevant to Dinim Fashas, as they could be Mechayev Rachel Skila. When explaining our Gemara, we were a bit vague as to what the Edim did already, and if they already testified in Bezin, or if they didn't even testify yet in Bezin, and even so we would say the din of Nims Echem and Karev Apostle. And Lemaisa, this is a very famous machlekes between Rashbam, Masechet Babasra, and Taisis. In our Gemara, and Taisis in the bottom Taisis on Daf Tesem and Aleph, he brings the two Shitas, 17 lines from the bottom of the Amid, he states, V'loi kepirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, shepirish ba'alma, in Masechet Babasra, shedeskavet lehiyad amrina, Nims Echem and Karev Apostle, Edusim Betela, that even if there are Edim that didn't actually testify, but they were neskavin lehiyad, we would still say the din of Nimsa Echem and Karev Apostle, Edusim Betela, and even though they actually didn't testify in court. However, on the second line of Taisis, Taisis states, V'nil ri, the Meshum sheskavet lehiyad, loy amrina, Nimsa Echem and Karev Apostle, Edusim Betela, el kishahilchum reidin kulam bezin, and the only time we would say this klal is only if all of them actually testified in Bezin, al Meshum ri lechud, sheskavet lehiyad loy, and just because they actually saw the Edus together, that would not passel this entire group of Edim. Taisis brings a riot to this aside from Dinum B'negeya Gittin, and then Taisis is bothered, Dalachoy, if I'm correct, then when our Gemara stated at the top of that Testament Beis, Ma Yasu Shnei Achim Ve'echad Shiro Be'echad Sharek San Efesh, and Lachoy was the Gemara's problem, if certainly there is an Eitzah, in that case, the two Edim that are not Kravim Upsulim actually testify in Bezin, and the other brother would not testify in Bezin, and therefore we would not have the Din of Nims Echim and Karve Apostle, I do some Betela. Therefore, Taisis explains, Behind the Kama, Ma Yasu Beis Achim, Vadi Chil and Sakin, Shleyelchu Shneim Lahid, that certainly there is a Takana, as both of the brothers will not go together to testify. Al Pa'am Shle Yod Zebze, V'yeir Echad, Aval Pishahid Achiv, Kvabi Bezin, Aval Pisha Shani Hid, La Achakate Diba, Mikal Mokam Edusim Betela, the Shaykh Shapel, La Kushlach Musa, Shleish Lushnaim, Afil Bezer Hazer, Kimin Bishas Ri, Royan Yachad, Umiskab Lahid, Lakahi Dusim Betela, Afil Edu Zerhazer, Afal Gavil in Shloshan Zeman, Lehukshu Al Shahidu Betekate Diba, the Hosom Hazoma Mishasa Dos Edum Kaasya, Ayin Shom. Nagamur now continues and brings a seventh Mahalach as to how to learn the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, where Rabbi stated Mitzvah Rabbi Shleisha, and the Chachamim stated there's a requirement of 23 Dianim, as we by Seiman, if you want, I can explain, that the Astra actually happened through a third party, and the Edom were not the actual ones that actually gave the Astra. The Kamifgah put to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanon, and the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is a similar machlekes that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanon have in Mesechlis Makkos on Davov and Beis, the Tan, as the Mishnah teaches us, Rabbi Yisrael that a person would not be Chayim Misa unless the two Edim that actually testify against him were also the same two people that actually gave him Asra. And as the Pasuk teaches us, and it's Mashma, that the entire Din is Nechta Chapiem and has to happen through their mouth. And the Asra, as well as that goddess Edis, has to be from these two Edim. Our Gemara is explaining that the Mishnah would be talking about a case where Reuven came to Bezdin and he brought Edim that Rachel actually was Mizana Tachtov, but Lemaisa, those Edim didn't give Asra, and therefore a male holds like Rabbi Yisi. This court case is no longer relevant to Din and Nefashos, as Lemaisa, these Edim can't be Mechayev Hamisa, and they can only be Mechayev Mamin, and therefore it's considered Din and Maminis. There's only a need to have three Dianim. However, the Chacham hold that you don't need two Edim to actually give Asra, and as long as she had Asra from someone, then that would be a valid Asra. Therefore, this court case is still relevant to Din and Nefashos, as it's still coming to be Mechayev Hamisa, and if so, there's a requirement for 23 Dianim. And the Gemara now continues with the 8th Mahalach as to the Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, as V'yibayis Ema Kogoyin Yisrachash Bebedikais V'lo Yisrachash Bebechakirais, that our Mishnah is talking about a case Reuven brought Edom into Bezin and they testified that Rachel was Mizano while she was in Ayim Rasa, and therefore she's Chayev Misa. although their testimony was exact, b'negeid shevach hakirais, but l'maisa they contradicted each other, b'negeid b'dikais. And Rashi explains what's the difference between b'dikais and hakirais. B'dikais zeri mekel shel bayil shchayim v'zeri melevenim, that this refers to testimony regarding specific details about the people that were involved in this avera. L'maisa they're not very relevant details that we require in order to be mechayiv soma misa. They are also not specific details that are required in order to be able to be mazim the edim. However, zok Rashi chakirais are izu yoyim ve'izu shah uchiyetzubem edim boyim al yideim lidei azama. As the Gemara states, v'kamifli b'plukted ben zakei v'rabbanon, and the machlekes between Ramein Chacham and our Mishnah is the same machlekes between Rabbi Yechim ben Zakei and Rabbanon that we find in the Mishnah on Daf Mem. The Tan maisu bodik ben Zakei bok zeteinim. It was a maisa where ben Zakei were boidik to edim as to the stems of the teinim. And as Rashi explains, sha'armu ha'edim tachas te'inim nasa maisa, that the edim stated that this maisa occurred underneath a fig tree, and amaloi and ben Zakei istim te'inim zu uksel dakino uksel gasin, were the stems of these figs thin or thick. As the Gemara will explain later on, then ben Zakei holds that even if there is a contradiction between the edim, ben Negei b'dikais, and even ben Negei those things which are side points and which really have no bearing on the ultimate guilt of the party, even so, if the edim are machish each other, then it will be mevatel the edim. And as Rashi explains, Ramea Sava Hachoshes B'dika Shema Hachosha V'lei Mitla, Ramea agrees to Ben Zakei, once the Edim contradict each other, even by B'dikais, then they would no longer be accepted as Edim, and therefore in our case, the din is regarding Din and Mamas and not Din and Fashes, and therefore there's only requirement for three Edim. However, the Rabbanan hold that although they contradicted each other, B'dikai B'dikais, and it would not be Mevatel the Edis, and therefore in our Mishnah, we're still talking about a case of Din and Fashes. That's why the Rabbanan hold that there's a requirement to have 23 Din on him. And Ayin Rashi explains Rabbanan Savri Kivinim B'Chikirin Nimsum Chavonim Chosher B'dikos Lava Choshi the Loi Ramu Sada that Tayil Lemudikul Hai, as certainly the Edim are not focused on every single detail and what's going on around them, and therefore the Edis would still be Mekuyim and their Edis would still be valid. And Ayin Yad Ramahu points out that although we just stated that Lefid Chachamim if Yischachash B'Bedikos that would still be valid testimony and we'd still accept the testimony of these Edim, however that is only if it's not relevant to the case. However, certainly even Rabbanan agree that if the question was relevant to the actual chiyuv and the actual isser, and for example, if the Bezdin asked them what type of weapon was used when Reuven killed Shimon, and certainly in that case, even Rabbanan would agree that if they would contradict each other, that the eidim would be batal and they would no longer be accepted. And our Gemara now continues, and once we start discussing the Dinah Mamaisi Shemra, so the Gemara discusses another din relevant to Dinah Mamaisi Shemra, as Amr Rab Yosef, Hevi Abal Eidim Shezinsa, Vehevi Av Eidim Vezimel Eidah Abal, Eidah Abal Nerogim Ve'im Mishalim Mamin. The Rabbi Yosef taught us that if Reuven comes to Bezin and he brings Edim, that his wife Rachel was Mizana Tachtov, therefore she's an Ayim Rasa, and number one, she's Chayav Skila, and number two, if Reuven divorces Rachel, he would not have to pay her Ksuba. Then Rachel's father brought Edim that would Mazim the Edim of the husband, and they said, Immanuel Yisim and Makim Plaini, and therefore it's impossible they actually saw that she was Mizana while she was an Ayim Rasa. As we know, the Torah's Mechadish, that even though generally we have a klal, a tray, but in the case of Edim Zaymim, then the Torah states we believe the second pair of Edim, and therefore these Edim are considered Edim Zaymim. We know that the Einish for Edim Zaymim is Kashazom Lasis La'achiv, and over here the Edim tried to Mchayev her Misa, they also tried to make her lose money, and she would lose her Ksuba. If so, this pair of Edim should be Chayev Misa, and they should also be Chayev to pay her for the potential loss of a Ksuba. However, Zok Rab Yosef, in this case, the Edim would only be Chayev Misa, and he would not be Chayev to pay her for the loss of a Ksuba. Some agurus in our Gemara, the Kamli Bid Rabmine, and Rashi explains, Edi Abal Nerogin Shabo Lahogar, as they came to kill her, tried to be Mechayev Askila. However, Im Mishal Mamamin, Aval Pishayim Hafsida Yis Aksuba, and even though they wanted to cause her to lose Aksuba, Im Mishal Man Tevisan Aksuba, so Kedin Shar Zayim Aksuba, from the Sechlus Bakis, and they're not required to pay for the Tevisan Aksuba, which is actually not the full value of the Aksuba. As we learned in the Sechlus Makis, certainly we have to take into account the time value of money, as well as the potential that she would have died before her husband, and therefore her husband would never have paid the Ksuba. Mike said in our case, they would not be chayiv to pay her that value, the kivin of Shvila, Heinerogen, as since they're going to be chayiv Misa, because they want to be chayiv her Misa, so Emil Shalom Ramamin, based on the din of Kamen Ramine, so they're not required to pay her money. The Mishai bin Afshe, Potman at Shluman, the Siv lo Yosin, Onesh Yonesh, this is the Makar for Kamen Ramine, as we are Medayik, Ho Yosin, lo Yonesh. Rashi continues and is bothered that as we know, if someone is Maisi Shemra, and we find out that the husband was lying, the Torah requires the husband to pay the father 100 selah, l'chayru b'negei this payment that the edim zaymim actually wanted to cause a loss to the father, klal l'kam lebi rabnei doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, mitzil zela isha v'tashlum zela av, as in this case, the misa that they were trying to minchayev was to Rachel, the loss of money was to the father, and l'chayru he should still be chayev to pay 100 zuz to the father. And zok Rashi, lav alayru amulishlumei, l'maisa l'chayev is not on the edim, el al abal, and only on the husband, shirei al yodin habal bala shalom la'av, as l'maisa through that testimony, the husband will pay this amount to the father, the chos man shalohevi habal edim shazin satachtov, in the mischai l'shalom meyesela, al yidei atzman k'namin b'ksubais, the le'kurinim be'vim emes hoya adova, the b'lav edim lo'y mikla, hilkuch iu nami lo'y mechayev, elim kin hevi edim shazin sov huzmu, that's why Rabbi Yosef doesn't speak about the chiyah of 100 zuz, as ena chinami, the husband will be chayev to pay this to the father. Rabbi Yosef continues, chos v'hevi habal edim v'zim le'idei av, after Rachel's father brought edim that were mazim the edei abal, the husband actually found another set of edim, and this set of edim actually stated that the father's edim were actually edim zaymim, as imanu yisim b'makom pleni. As we explained, that lemaisa the edim that the father brought were trying to be mechayev misa to the initial set of edim, as lemaisa they stated imanu yisim. Therefore, the initial edim were chayev misa, as they wanted to be mechayev Rachel misa. Lemaisa, because they said that the initial edim were edim zaymim, therefore, as Rashi explained, Reuven would have had to pay Rachel's father 100 shekel. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef tells us that the din of Kavon Rabbanei doesn't apply in this case, as the Eidei Av Nerogen Umishal Mamin. In this case, the Eidei Av would actually be killed, and they would have to pay Mamin to Reuven, as Mamin Lazer and Nefashel Lazer. Since the obligation for these Eidim Zaymim to pay Mamin is to Reuven and to the husband, and the reason why the Chayim Misa is because they wanted to cause the initial Eidim to be Chayim Misa, therefore, it's a case of Mamin Lazer and Nefashel Lazer, and the klal of Kavon Rabbanei doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, the Kesav Rabbi Yosef, Ki Pat Rachmana Mischai Ben Afshay Min HaTishlumin, Heichad Misu Mamin Mishum Chad Kasu Alea Ayin Sham. Since this is not a sugya, we will not get into this point, but Ayin Tesis Diva Maschal Mamin Lazer and Fashal Lazer. Tesis brings from the Gemara Mesechus Bel Bekama, which gives a classic case of Kavon Rabbanei, and that is a case of Gdi Dechad Ba'Avda Dechad. Even though it's Mamin Lazer and Fashal Lazer, we still say the klal of Kavon Rabbanei. And Ayin Tesis Mesechus Bel Bekama, Dafchav Beis Mabeis, as well as in other Rishonim who discuss this point at length. And our Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Yosef. From Rabbi Yosef taught us plainly, Rav Loinsai who va'achem et staffin lahogai. And Reuven comes to Bezin and he claims that plainly was reveya me and he was mizana with me. I was an oinus, even though Reuven is one of the people that were involved in this action. However, lemaisa he's not a rasha and therefore he could still be a witness. And he, as well as another person, can be mitzarif and form a set of witnesses. They could testify against Pliny, and Pliny would be Chayim Misa, being Oiva Mishkav Zachar. However, Rabbi Yosef holds, Lord Tzoynoi, Roshahu, Vatayr Umra, Atashish Rosha Aid, and Lemaisa, if Reuven comes to Bezin together with Shimon, Reuven says that I know that Pliny was Mizana, and he did Mishkav Zachar, as I was a willing participant in this action, and I also did Mishkav Zachar, then Lemaisa, Reuven is a Rosha. And since the Pasuk and Pasha Mishpatim teaches us, Laisisa Shem Hashav, Atashish Yadchim Rosha, Lias Aid Chamas, we learn that a Rosha can't be a valid aid, and therefore Reuven is not considered a valid witness in this scenario, since we're only left with the testimony of Shimon that Pliny was Oivar and Mishkav Zachar, therefore Pliny would not be Chayim Misa. And I entice the Maschal of Tzayin and Roshahu, but I forgot the Rav of Bay Rosha the Chamas, and the Maestah the Gemara in Perak Zerbera on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph will have Machlekes as to the Psuli Aidus. Rav holds that even if a person doesn't Issa Duraisa, they don't become a Rosha, and they're not Pasal Aidus, and the only way to become Pasal Aidus is only if you're Russia, specifically Legabe Chamas, and Lemaisa, since you stole money, we are choshish that you're the type of person that will take money to testify falsely. And if so, even if Reuven actually testifies and he says that I was Mizana, I did Mishkav Zachor willingly, why would that pass him for saying Aidas? And Zaktais is Haik, my Russia Chamasu, Dumi do Ichon Vedas Lute Oven, the Kivan Shah Evil Anasa Aldas Koinai, Kamoy Kain Hoyo Isa Bishfilanas Mamin, Umayed Sheka, as since he's willing to be Evil Das Koinai, because of his pleasure, therefore he's the type of person that will take money and testify falsely, and therefore he is Pasul Eidus. The Gemara continues that even though Rabbi Yosef holds that Reuven will be Pasul Eidus, and therefore Pliny would not be Chayim Misa, however Rav Amar Adam Karv Eitz La'atzmai Ve'in Adam Misim Atzim Rasha, and since we have a klal that a person is carved to himself, therefore he's Pasul to say Eidus about himself. And as Rashi explains, Hilkoch Ein Adam Yochel Osam Atzim Rasha, and because a person is carved to himself, so he can't make himself a Rasha, Klaimal Eidus Atzmai Nasu Rasha, through the Eidus that he he sells about himself, he can't become Rasha. And therefore, we would say Pagin Debura, and at least regarding Pliny, we would accept Reuven's testimony. And as Rashi says, the Pagin Debura, we would actually believe Reuven when he stated Pliny Ravai, and then we would stop his Debura at that point, and we wouldn't accept Reuven's testimony when he stated that I was a willing participant. Gemara now continues and brings another member of Rava, where it seems that he will say the same din that we just had, that Pagin Debura, right? And as the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and we continue on Daf Yudam Ralev, Pliny Baal Ishtei, Huva Achimit Staffan Lahargoi, Avalei Lahargoi, that if Reuven comes to Bezin together with another aide, and Reuven says that Pliny was Mizana with my wife, and as long as Reuven testified together with another aide, then there would be Mitzaref, and it would be Mechai of Pliny Misa. However, certainly he doesn't have an amonis regarding his wife. Once again, we Pagin Debura, we believe Reuven's testimony, Pliny was Mizana with an Eish Ish, and we would stop listening to his testimony when Reuven continued and stated that Pliny was Mizana with my wife. And Rashi explains that why would we not listen to that testimony if we don't have the klal of Adam Karv Eitzlatzmai, and Zok Rashi, Lefisha Karv Hu Etzla, as Lemaisi is Karv to his wife, the Avgab Neminle, Bahai Sedusa Lagabi Chavre, Leminle Lagabi Ishtai, Behind Pagin Debura, the Chad Debura Hu Lagabi Hai Mehemin, Vele Mehemin Lagabi Hai, Maisa Agamar, now we ask, my Kamashblon, Mefagin Bedibura, Hainu Hach, the Lechur, if the Chiddush of this member of Rava is that we say Pagin Debura, so Lechur, that's the same din that we already stated, and why would Rava have to say this din twice? The Gemara explains, Ma'ur Tema, Adam Karv, Eitzel Atzmai Amrinon, Eitzel Ishtai Le Amrinon, Kamashblon. If Rava would have stated his din only in the first scenario, then possibly we would have thought that although we would say that since Adam Karv, Eitzel Atzmai, and Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha, so if Reuven testified plenty Rava Lurzainai, we would be Pagin Debura, and it would be as if Reuven only testified that Pliny did Mishkav Zacha, but we would completely ignore Reuven when he stated that he was a willing participant, and therefore Pliny would be Chayiv Misa. However, possibly when Reuven testifies Pliny Baal Ishti, so although as Tesis points out, clearly the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Abayis teaches us that a husband generally can't testify regarding his wife, certainly Adam Karv Eitzel Ishtai, but even so, since in this case Reuven testified regarding Pliny as well as his wife, so we wouldn't use the klal of Pagin Debura, and as Taisa states, Migu that Reuven is believed Lagabi Pliny, so he is also Neman Lagabi his own wife, and both Pliny and Reuven's wife would be Chayiv Misa, and therefore Kamash Mulan, Rava teaches us the second scenario, that even in this case we do say Pagin Debura, and Reuven is only Neman Lagabi Pliny, not Neman Lagabi his wife, and therefore Pliny would be Chayiv Misa, however his wife would not be Chayiv Misa, and I and other Rishonim that learned the Sugya differently than Rashi. Gemara now continues, V'am Rava, and Rava stated, Pliny Baal Naim Rasa, V'Huzmu, Naragav Eim Mishalman Mamin, and if Edom come to Bezdin, and they testify, Reuven was Mizana with the Naim Rasa, and therefore Reuven is Chayiv Misa, but Lemaisa, they didn't mention who the Naim Rasa was, therefore they weren't trying to be Mechayiv Soma Mamin, as Lemaisa, Rachel was not named, and they didn't know that she actually was the one who was Mizana, Maisa V'Huzmu, and then they became Edom Zaymim, Naragav Eim Mishalman Mamin, and as Rashi says, Naragav Mishum Pliny, that they will be killed because they wanted to cause Reuven to be killed. However, that's certainly not going to be chayiv to pay any more money, which refers to the Tavis and Aksuba, as we explained, which is based on a calculation, based on the time value of money, and the potential that she will die before her husband, as my time, as Lemaisa the Edom Zayman didn't mention any woman, and therefore certainly they didn't cause anyone a loss. L'chayiv didn't seem to be pashut, and Zakra Amor, Leitzricha, could go in the Spara Achakim, Mitech Devrein, Al Izin Nair Amru, that afterwards we realized that they were actually talking about a specific Naim Rasa, and for example, they were speaking about Rachel, El Shlin Eskavnil He Mitchil Abad Zayf, El Alaboyel, but Lemaisa, when they testified, they were only testifying regarding Reuven and not regarding Rachel. Kamashmla, Nikivin of Shas Edis, Lav Lachuvel and Nair Kasu, Afal Pishin Spara Achakach, Mitech Devrein, Shalibateris Edis, Al Izin Nair Amru, Leimina, Gle Milsum Afreya, the High Nair Kamri, when we Karl Lodi Don Namika Asulasude, Hello, Kivin of Shas Edis, Stam Kamasadi, Akoch Lelasude, Nair Kasri, our Gemara continues that if the Edom came to Bezdin and they testified that Reuven was Mizana with Rachel, who was the daughter of Yaakov, as we will see in Rashi, we're talking about a case where Rachel was not yet married. At this point, she's still an Ayim Rasa. If her husband would divorce her at this point, the money of the Ksuba would go to her father, as we know, Kol Shvach Nurel Lavia, that until the point that she gets married, any Shvach that she receives while she's an Ayra belongs to her father. Therefore, in this scenario, the Eidim were trying to mechayev Reuven as well as Rachel Misa, and they were also going to cause a loss to Rachel's father, as he would no longer be entitled to the money for the Ksuba. And therefore, Rava teaches us, v'huzmu, that in this case, if the Eidim become Eidim Zayimim, then the Ragnum Mishalim Mamin, then it would be chayev Misa, and they would also be chayev to pay money, as in this case, it's Mamun Zel and Fashal Zeh. As we explained, that originally, when the Eidim came to testify, they were trying to cause a loss of money to their father, as Lamaisi would have lost the Ksuba. They were trying to cause a chayev Misa to Reuven and Rachel. Therefore, even Rava agrees in this case that we would not say Kamlei Ben Rabnei. These Eidim would be chayev Misa. They would also be chayev to pay the Teres Hanav of the Ksuba to Rachel's father Yaakov. Let us see Rashi do Maskel Mishalman Mamin Shabol Afsi the Ksubasa Mina Irisin Umishalman Teres Hanav Ksuba Kedin Kol Zemek Ksuba Vleplikid the Rava Ad Rabbi Yosef. And Rava is not being chayev on the Rabbi Yosef to Amalel Eidi Abal Nerag Veimishalman Mamin. The Hasam keep it in this case, as over there we're talking about a case Rachel was already married and her husband now came to Bezdin with the Eidim, and he tainted that Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, and she wasn't a Besula, and I brought Eidim that she was a Mizana while she was in Arusa. As we explained, Hanatach Shlumin, the Ksuba, the Dabo, Umavi, the Kimin Dalla, Mikli, Le Mishalman, Le Mamin, and therefore it's a case of Mamin and Fashas Lazer, Avalhech Blay Nisses, Hanatach Shlumin, the Zaman, the Avninu, the Chol Shvach Nurel of Yah, Bavali Mamin Lazer, Av, and Fashas Lazer, Mishin the Boyle, and Nair Mikli, Ayin Sham. Finally, the Gemara will bring another member of Rava. This member will also have to do with Kamli Rabne, and the Gemara will ask that this seems to be the same din that we just mentioned from Rava, and the Gemara states for Amar Rava, plainly Rava Hashav v'Husbu Narogav Eimishalman Mamin, that in the case where Edom come to Bezin and they say Reuven was Mizana with a Shar, the Edom didn't testify as to who Shar he was Mizana with, therefore they were only trying to be Mechayev Misa to Reuven for being Mizana with an animal, and they weren't coming to be Mechayev anyone money, as Lamaisa they didn't testify as to who Shar Reuven was Mizana with. Once again, in this case v'Husbu, if the Edom become Edom Zaymim, then Rogim v'Eimishalman Mamin, they would be killed and they wouldn't be Chayev money. Once again, we would have to explain the case as Yad Ramah explained the previous case. When Maisa, this din of Rava seems to be exactly the same din as Rava previously stated, a plainy ball, naim rasa v'huzmu, ne rogu ve'im shalman mamin. And Rava continues, shayrusha plainy v'huzmu, that if the Edom actually testified, Reuven was Mizana with Shimon Shar, and since in that case they were trying to be Mechayev Misa to Reuven for being Mizana with an animal, and Maisa, since they testified that Reuven was Mizana with Shimon Shar, therefore Shimon Shar would have also been put to death. And therefore, now that these Eidim became Eidim Zayimim, the din is Nerogim Mishalman Mamin, as Mamin Lazer, Nefashah Lazer, as the Chiyuv of Mamin is to Shimon, and the Chiyuv of Nefashah is because they testified that Reuven is Chayim Misa. And once again, this case seems to be like the second case of Rava in the previous memra, as Rava stated, Bita Shaplani Vuhuzmu, Nerogim Mishalman Mamin, Mamin Lazer, Nefashah Lazer, and therefore the Gemara is, Hasu Lamli, Hainu Hach, the Lachira, why do we need the second memra of Rava if Lachira is exactly like the first memra of Rava? Gemara responds that Ida Chanami, really we don't need both of these scenarios, but Meshum the Kabaya Bayalal, since Lagabi the din of Revia, Rava had a Shaila, therefore we also mentioned the din of Kabin Rabne, how it would be applied to a case where Eden came and testified regarding a person that was Mizana with a Shar. What was the Shaila? And the Gemara continues, Dabay Rava, as Rava is the following Shaila, plainly Rava Shari Mao, that let's say Reuven came to Bezin together with another aide, and he states that plainly was Mizana with my Shar, then what would be the halacha, and would we accept the Haggadah of Reuven together with another aid or not? As Rav explained the Shaila, me and Rinon, would we say Adam Karvitz Latmoy? Now, although I argued on a basis, Benegeya case where Reuven came to Bezdin together with an aid and stated plainly Ravoy Liritzainoi, and we would say Pagin Debure, and we would believe Reuven together with another aid that plainly was Ivan Issa Mishkav Zacha, and we would not believe Reuven regarding his testimony that he was actually a willing participant in Mishkav Zacha. However, maybe Ain Adam Karv, Eitzel Mamaynoi, that Lagabi, a person's money, we would not say the Klal, Pagina de Bure, since Lamaisa, we believe Reuven and another aid, Lagabi Plaini, that Plaini was Mizana with an animal, so we would also believe Reuven, that Plaini was Mizana with Reuven Shar, and therefore not only would Plaini be Chayim Misa, but the Shar of Reuven would also be Chayim Misa, or Dilma, what do we say, Amina Adam Karv, Eitzel Mamaynoi, that even in this case, we would say that a person is carved to his mamin, and therefore, although certainly we would say Pagina de Bure, and Reuven and the other aid would be believed that Plainy was Mizana with an animal. However, Reuven would not be believed that Plainy was Mizana with Reuven's own animal. And therefore, Reuven's own animal would not be put to death. And as Rashi states, Mi Amina Adam Karvetz Lomaino, Upagin de Bure, Lemune Achavre, Vole Ashar, Oidilma Le Amina, Upagin de Bure, Adam Karvetz Lomaino, and Afalpid, the Pagin el itzla atzmai. The Gemara continues, Basta the boy had the pashta that after Rabbi asked this question, he was pashta the shayla as adam karav itzla atzmai ve'in adam karav itzla maynai. Although Benegay himself, we stated the klal of pagin de burei. However, we would not have the klal of pagin de burei Benegay his mamin. Rashi says lo yamina an adam karav itzla maynai le'in pagin de burei v'ashar yisakel, and therefore not only would plainly be chayiv misa, but the shor would also be chayiv skila. And before we end, let us point out that Rashi did with maskel bar bita shall plain in a rugin mishum shneim shabar larig oisoy vaisaw. The Edom testified specifically that Reuven was mizana with Rachel, and therefore both would be chayiv misa. Lemaisa, since Rashi learned that Rachel was chayiv misa, therefore Rashi had to explain that we're talking about a case where this Nair was not yet married. Therefore, her ksuba would really go to her father, and the Edom were trying to make her father lose her ksuba. Therefore, it's a case of mamal lezer and fashas lezer. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who explains avla meidu al bita shel pleini shenivul ba'ines, that the bia happened ba'ines, and therefore certainly they weren't coming to be mechayev hamisa. In this case, it's misa lezer because they were trying to have Reuven killed, and it's considered mamal lezer since the Edom testified that Rachel was a ba'ula. Therefore, instead of receiving a ksuba of 200 zuz, she would have received a ksuba of only 100 zuz, and therefore they were trying to make her lose money. Once we would find that the Edom zaymin, they would have to pay her this money. As Rabbeinu Chananel states, v'huzmu ne'rogin al boil u'mishalom mamon l'naira ki b'idusin shenivala hoi masidik subas besulu mi baila ayin sham, and we will stop over here.